Apple Butter Road in Lower Saucon is a hilly place with big trees and marshes. Old farmhouses dot the scenery, some of them hundreds of years old.
Doesn't that smell pretty?
Sue Severin stands on her back porch looking at her yard, which butts up against the edge of Bethlehem Landfill.
It's garbage. It's just stinky, nasty garbage.
A breeze from the direction of the landfill carries an intense odor.
It really just came in a huge whiff right there.
Well, they're probably dumping a big, you know, load, so, you know, and then they mash into it. And, you know, the wind's blowing today, so you'll get more of it that way, you know, because you could get a whiff of Jif better that way.
There's also the noise. From early in the morning till mid-afternoon, 5 to 6 days a week, large trucks from all over Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey drive past your house, up the slope, and wait their turn to dump trash in the landfill.
The trailers, you know, they bang them to get the garbage out, especially if it's on a Monday, you know, when it's been sitting in it over the weekend. You know, then it makes a lot of racket. They have a roller that they go up and down with, the bulldozers. I mean, you can hear the backup beepers.
The part of Lower Saucon where Severin lives is rural. On the more populous side of the U-shaped township, many people may not see or smell the dump.
I'm not hearing this overwhelming wave of criticism and concern. And if there was, it would need to be addressed, even if one or two people are affected by this.
Jason Benonis is vice president of the Lower Saucon Township Council. He is running along with two other Republicans for three open seats on council in this election as a team. If two win, they maintain a majority.
The biggest thing that's facing the township right now is the uncertainty in terms of our fiscal situation.
The landfill has been around since the 1940s. Bethlehem Landfill pays Lower Saucon $1 to $2 million a year to operate. It's like a third of the township budget. But the landfill is almost full, and if the trucks stop coming, the money dries up. Bethlehem Landfill is exploring options to reconfigure the site and buying up nearby properties. What comes next, including a possible expansion, is a hot-button issue in the township. That's where the landfill's owner comes in. Texas-based Waste Connections. The company's government affairs manager formed a political action committee in August, and Waste Connections donated $75,000. The PAC is working to get Benonis and other Republicans elected to an office that pays $3,000 a year. And they're spending tens of thousands of dollars on political consultants and advertising, including door flyers and a website with the candidates' names and photos. Jason Benonis says he's not affiliated with the PAC.
I don't know who they are or what they're doing. Clearly, they like what we're doing in Lower Saucon Township. I guess they recognize that it's good to cut taxes and to fiscally be responsible in the sound management of the township.
To be clear, campaign documents for the Republican candidates show Waste Connections has not donated directly to them, but the PAC's involvement in the local election worries Democratic Council candidate Victoria Optoff-Cordaro.
One of my biggest concerns is that we have council members who are at the mercy of the landfill and their financial support when there is an election.
Optoff-Cordaro is running with two other candidates as a Democratic coalition to try and fill the council's three open seats with their own majority. As for her view on the landfill, she says council needs more oversight and new ideas for funding.
I feel that we need to expand our tax base to other commercial entities so that we don't need to rely on the landfill moving forward, because when you compare that use to a landfill use, one is much more destructive. I think Lower Saucon is better than being a dump.
Sue Severin, who lives next to the landfill, says she's not confident the landfill will ever close. She's seen it continue to expand for years.
Well, I went to all the meetings to fight it, but it goes through because it's big business, you know, and everybody just throws their garbage out and they never think about where it goes. Once you put it out there and they pick it up, what do you care?
But this year, Severin, a Republican, says she's giving the other party a chance and voting for the Democrats. She hopes it will help her house feel more like a home and less like a dump. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.